Here's what I want to do. I'm going to ask Tommy Lovett. Tommy, come on out. One of the things that we've been doing over the last couple of Sundays as we move towards our building campaign, as we move towards looking at building in the future, is we have been getting some testimonies from folks in our church family, and I wanted to bring Tommy up and give him an opportunity to share a few things with us as we look forward to that. And if you had not have a chance to meet Tommy, Tommy's not the special part of the family. His wife Joanne is, and so, Bud, you outpunted your coverage.
Yes.
You know that, right? Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that, and we're grateful for that. But I did want to give you, Tommy, a chance to just ask a couple of questions and give you an opportunity to answer those. So, okay. You ready?
Yeah. I'm
you
ready.
Sure?
Yeah.
We didn't prepare, did we?
No.
That's it. You never know. So, Gator fan or not? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I'll tell you,
Seminole.
He can still get saved, y'all. We still know that's possible. Now, I do just want to give you a chance. What brought you and Miss Joanne to North River? And it's only been in the last year or so that you guys have been here. So,
been a little over a year. And the church we previously went to, we dearly loved and still do, and love the people there and the pastor there. And but something was missing. After 10 years of going there, and before that, we went to like 25 years at Palmetto First Baptist, and the Lord moved us to Gillette. And after 10 years of just serving the Lord there, something was missing in Joanne and my life, and that was our family. And we felt it was very important to be with our family, with our daughter and son-in-law and granddaughters. And not knowing each other what we were doing, but for about 3 months we were praying for the Lord's permission to move. If it was okay for him to move our membership to another church, because that's something you don't take lightly. I don't believe in church hopping, but you pray about it, and then God will direct you. But anyway, we prayed for 3 months or more about moving, and she didn't know I was doing that, and I didn't know she was. But one Sunday or Saturday, we'd say, let's go visit North River. Aaron had been asking us to come and visit, and so we decided that we'd come to North River for a visit. And after church, we said how much we loved being here. We could feel God, Christ here, the Spirit here. And the people here, we really could see the Lord moving here. And we decided, you know, we knew that was our answer when we both had been praying that. And then we knew that each other had been praying that. That was the answer for God for us. It was okay to leave. And then, so we decided to move, and we've been here since, and just enjoying it very much, and enjoy serving the Lord here at North River, and worshiping God here. It's a privilege to be in God's house, and it's great, and it's awesome what I see going on here. The staff the church has called, and the staff that God has delivered to North River is awesome staff here. We're so fortunate, but that's the reason we come, was to be with our family, with our grandchildren, and of course you're our family. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ, so to serve him.
Absolutely. Let me, as we look forward, and some that may not know, we own property right down the road and are looking forward to building on that property. And I'm just curious, I know that you have been a part of building campaigns and some of those things, and certainly we don't want to communicate that the building is the answer to all our prayers. But it is a tool that God can use to reach people in the community. And so I'm just curious, what are you most excited about as we begin to take that step of faith and trust God in that?
Well, I'm excited about the building, getting the building built. I'm very thankful for this facility here that the county lets us use. But I see tremendous growth coming to Parrish area. We have all kinds of new subdivisions here and new ones being built. And the next 10, 20 years, it's just going to be amazing, the homes that are going to be out here and the people that are moving out here. And some will be relocating from other churches. And then we hope that they'll feel the need to worship with us here. And we'll gladly take them in. But the main thing I see, there's going to be a lot of folks that do not know Jesus. And God and Jesus has commanded us, told us, to reach the lost and make disciples. And I believe that facility over there will be a good tool for that. And as we bring them in, we need to train them up and for them to hear God's word, to be taught God's word. And I really truly believe that we're gonna eventually outgrow that property over there. So be prepared to maybe make that a school someday and build a new church. Because the growth is coming, and if we're about doing God's work, what he wants us to do, reaching the lost first and making that a priority, it'll happen.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate you sharing that. And last but not least, as we look towards that, I wanted to, because you've shared with me and in the context of small group as well, when I visited, how God has worked in your life in the area of giving and giving sacrificially, and I want to give you a chance to share that testimony.
Okay, I would like to tell you that after 42 years of being in business, I was my own self-employed, and it wasn't like a lot of folks, you know, yearly you expect a raise and you'd go to your employer and request a raise. And hopefully you would get it. But with me, I didn't have that. For me to get a raise, I had to expand. And but I decided, and Joanne and I found out that the best way for us to get a raise was to give God more. And as we gave God more, he gave me more. And this went on and on and on. You give more, you receive more. And one thing I would like to end with this thought to you, as we're building, you know, give cheerfully, give sacrificially, give all that you can, because this building is going to be God's house. We are his house. He resides in us. But it's great to have a facility to come and worship together and to meet together and to have our own church. But one thing I would like to leave you with is God didn't bless us so that we could have. God blesses us so that we can give.
Amen.